We Talk Podcasts is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. The zombie apocalypse is imminent. Could you survive? You'll have a better chance after completing Geek Nation Tours Zombie Apocalypse Training 101. Learn to fire weapons, scrounge for food, and actually run from zombies. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Hey yo, and here we go with We Talk Fantasy Football. I'm Brett, and I'm joined by the legendary in his own mind, Mo.
Legendary Mo. That is the... I've often gone by the Crown Prince of Charisma, but I think Legendary Mo may take off. I can see shirts coming.
Especially if you buy them.
I can see myself wearing that shirt. Yeah. For myself, and nobody else.
Yeah,
well, the other ones didn't take off, so why not? Why not try that one?
Yeah, for sure.
So we're sitting here, we're week 9 into the NFL season, about to do our fantasy football, where we're going to be just going into the games in a little bit more depth, because there's less games this week, but there's been a lot of interesting injuries and moves and craziness going on in the NFL. As you're sitting there, not coincidentally, probably coincidentally, actually, and working on a CFL project that is not at all related to our podcast, but we're in Canada. We don't play CFL fantasy, though.
Not this year. Maybe next year.
It's a little bit difficult when you only have about 80 skilled players to choose from.
But you know what? I think the thing is that if they're going to do it in the same way as the FanDuel and that kind of thing, if it's that kind of setup, then I actually think it would be a ton of fun.
And it could be. And we have seen that type of setup for it. There's also obviously fantasy football for the college ranks, which is, to me, because of the level of teams, you almost have to, if you're doing it for the entire college ranks, if you're doing it by division, you know, or conference or whatever, you know, if you're doing it the Big Eight and Pac-10 and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, maybe you can separate it out by that. If you're doing it for all of college football, there's billions of players. And to me, that would be too intimidating.
Well, and I think the interesting thing about that is that there's players in smaller schools who could literally wind up throwing for 700 yards quite easily against an inferior opponent.
Yeah, so for this reason, I haven't really ever even kind of taken a look at it in depth. But maybe, you know, I mean, I'm sure that there's people that do it, people who enjoy it. But, there's a fantasy place for just about everybody and everything, I think. But NFL, for me, is where it's at. To me, that's just about the perfect balance of teams and leagues and everything. But we're going to open it up this week. The Browns and Bengals goes tonight. Let's look at it from both a fantasy perspective and a prediction perspective here, Brad.
All right. Well, you know, the Browns are starting Manziel, and that's official this time, last week when we kind of expected Manziel. So I don't know how that's going to impact...
McCowan came in and played great, though.
He did. I don't know how it's going to impact Gary Barnidge, who is really the main fantasy guy on the Browns.
Yeah.
But one thing's for sure is that the Bengals... the Browns are on a short week. I mean, both teams are on a short week. But the Bengals are going to be way better at adapting, I think, than the Browns. And in fairness... The Bengals running backs, you know, both Jeremy Hill and Gio Bernard, should have a fabulous game.
Yeah, it's a strange thing last week. The Bengals kind of struggled through most of the game and ended up winning. And not a really big fantasy day for everybody, and they went over the Steelers. You know what I mean? Hill didn't have much. Bernard didn't have much.
Dalton didn't have much.
Yeah, like it wasn't... It wasn't really a good... It was just a day where they won again, which is what the really good teams do. This week, obviously, like you say, they seem poised for a much better week. I'm kind of... And I agree that they're more poised for the short week. The Browns, though, I mean, I'm not sure Manziel is going to have a bad fantasy day. I don't know that he'll have a good day. But I'm not so sure he's going to have a bad fantasy day. We'll see how much progression he's actually made. I mean, you hear your analysts still talking about Manziel, and they're basically still cutting him down. Billick, I mean, on the NFL Network really, really took him to task and pointed out a bunch of his weaknesses. And then you hear Pettin talking about him and his progress that he's made. And, I'm not sure, actually, to tell you the truth, if it's coach speak or not.
You know what? Until...
He won in week two.
Yeah, but in fairness, you know, until Pettine and especially like Farmer have proven that they don't have their heads firmly planted up their asses, then I'm not 100% sure that I can trust anything that comes out of Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, I think the shame of it is, like you say, McCowan and Barnage have this incredible chemistry together, and both are fantasy relevant largely because of each other.
Yeah,
and we don't know how this is. I mean, for what we've seen early in the season, it looks like Manziel has the chemistry with Benjamin.
Yep.
Which, if you own him, I mean, throw him into your flex position, you know, give that a shot. But if you own Barnage, this could be the week where it really comes down, because this is a guy who's been in the NFL for years, and until he's playing with McCowan, has never done a damn thing. But he has been just unstoppable this season, so obviously you're not going to sit him. How long do you think that this is going to last now with Manziel?
One game.
You think it's just going to be one game?
Yep.
We'll see. I think there's definitely a lot of pressure to see what they got in the guy. And for that reason, since the season's going to be probably over anyways, I mean, again, is Pettin, how do you pronounce his name? Pettin?
I'd say Pettin.
Pettin? I'd say Poutine.
Poutine.
Or Putin. Putin. Either way, I'd say that I think it's Pettin. I think it's Pettin. I think it's Putin. I'd say that either way that...
Brown's coach
is, you're right, he's probably fighting for his job. So maybe he will go back to McCowan. It's kind of a wonder a thing where you got to wonder if it's going to be a mandate, though, that's handed down from above like there was with him for him last year. But that was, a different situation.
I don't know. In fairness, I don't know, like, because next year Ray Farmer is going to be fired. And the truth is there's going to be no reason, unless it's their owner, that Manziel even...
Well, he's the guy who put down some of that. And last year, he put down the mandates. The ownership group, I'm not sure that the thing they need to do is... I mean, Farmer hasn't been there that long. I'm not sure the thing they need to do is clean house again. I know they're not competitive the way they'd like to be this year. But...
And in fairness, Farmer has proven to be an idiot.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Pettin, I don't think.
I don't think he's that bad. No, I don't think he's that bad.
He's not. I don't actually think he's the problem. But I do think, yeah. Pettin?
Yeah.
Browns coach? Yeah.
Browns coach, I don't think he's that bad. So, obviously, as you can see, a lot of research done this week. But we talk fantasy football.
In fairness, though, I will say one thing. Now, think back last year when Josh McCown played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
And he was absolutely horrific.
He's horrific. Horrific?
Horrific. And now you look at this year, and he's playing for the Browns, who are a worse team than the Buccaneers. But at the same time, as a quarterback, he is leaps and bounds, playing leaps and bounds.
They're not worse than the Buccaneers were last year.
No.
The worst than the Buccaneers are this year.
Yes.
But they're not worse than the Buccaneers were last year.
But so imagine the concept of the offensive coordinator who we had last year and how bad they truly must have been.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know what? I do think what you're going to see is, yeah, I mean, everything points towards, I mean, I'm picking the Bengals, obviously. Everything points towards, like you say, big game for both their running backs or for Dalton. I mean, what I'll look for is, like, I think one guy is going to have a huge game. I don't think a bunch of people are going to have huge games. I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe it'll be Eifert. Who knows? But I think somebody on the Bengals is going to have, like, a monster 30-point fantasy game. And that's kind of my prediction for the game, besides, you know, Bengals to win.
Bengals to win. I'm not a fan of Dalton so much this week. He's a good, solid play, but I think he may only need to throw for 200 yards.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure that the Bengals D, which I think a lot of people are going to be thinking to stream, will be nearly as good this week as you expect either, though. So let's move on here to the Dolphins and Bills. This is a weird game because the Bills have been on and off all season long. The Dolphins were off and then looked great and then came crashing down to earth. So we don't really know how their mental makeup, like in the mental makeup early in the season, this is a team that would be collapsing going into this game, that would not bounce back. I don't know if they'll be able to bounce back now under Campbell as their coach, Dolphins coach, will call him from now on. I don't know if they will be able to. I think most people are picking the Bills to win pretty big here. I would have to favor the Bills here, but it's a tough game.
Well, Bills coach, sorry, Bills douchebag has already
that we can't agree on.
Has already said that that he wouldn't want to fight Dan Campbell. He says he feels that he could whip most of the coaches in the league, but he can't whip Dan Campbell. So there
what
you go,
an idiot.
But anyways, the point is that I actually think that the Dolphins.
I don't think that guy could win a fight against a paper bag.
He could talk it to death, though.
Yeah, he could.
But I personally
beach bag it to death.
Think that this will see the makeup for both teams. And my personal opinion is that the Bills are the ones that are coming crashing down, and that the Dolphins are the ones who had a hiccup, but who wouldn't have a hiccup against the Patriots. And now they're gonna get back on track against the Bills.
Well, I gotta say, I kind of more am hoping for the Bills, based just on a need thing that for us, kind of where we sit, the guy we need the most to have a big game in this game is McCoy. LeSean McCoy for us is the guy, and I think he is poised to have a terrific game.
Oh, absolutely.
But he is the guy. I mean, Miller, Landry, these guys, I mean, obviously they could go off at any time. We've seen that. But McCoy, I think, is poised for a big game, and I'm really hoping so. But
I think this could very well be a 17-14 game.
I'm thinking much higher scoring.
Interesting.
I'm thinking much, much. I'm thinking both teams should be in the 30 range. Jaguars and Jets. Here's another game where where I could see it being high scoring. I could also see it being low scoring. The Jaguars' defense is not very good, but their offense has been terrific. Jets' offense is solid, but their defense is spectacular. Obviously, we're picking the Jets here. I don't think there's any argument there.
No, I cannot go with the Jags. The Jets are getting a boost with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but here's the thing. Ryan Fitzpatrick is wearing a glove. He's going to be limited. But at the same time, how much faith do they have in Geno Smith that they are rushing Ryan Fitzpatrick back?
Well, Geno Smith has proven. He's proven to be... He's a career backup quarterback in the NFL. That's what he's proven to be skill level wise. The question for me is, will Marshall be affected a lot by Fitzpatrick? But Marshall's been so good that I'm not worried about
it. And you know what? Marshall's injured himself. The benefit is that he's going up against the Jags, who have proven incapable of covering anybody.
But Ivory, for me, I think if you're looking for top performers, I think we should seriously consider Ivory at running back this week as one of the top performers. But I would avoid that Jets defense this week if you have another option. Stream somebody else.
But in fairness, I would avoid pretty much any Jags skill players because there's way too many question marks.
There is too many question marks, and yet they've performed so well this year. Who knows who it's going to be, But Bortles has shown enough improvement that I just don't know that the Jets will be their usual selves this week.
But they're nearing must win situations.
So. They are in a must win situation. I'll give them that. Here's a lock of the week. Obviously, Patriots and Redskins. The only thing the Redskins have going for them on the road here into New England this week is the fact that they're coming off the bye, and teams coming off a bye historically do very well because they have extra preparation time, plus they got the opportunity to rest. And they had a huge win going into the bye, come from behind win, and they've definitely made the right move going with Cousins. DeSean Jackson still not looking like he's going to be back. Their run game still questionable. But Garcon, Jordan Reed, and Cousins all, I think, fantasy-wise will be relevant this week.
Oh, I think there's going to be tons of opportunity for garbage time. Which, by that token, means that Chris Thompson, I think he's back this week for the Redskins. So I think that he could be a nice little sleeper pick for a running back if he's available.
If you have an opportunity to put him into your flex play, because you're right, they'll be throwing, and that's where he is, especially in the PPR, I mean, that's where he'll have his value. For the Patriots, though, I mean, he just, again, You know Gronk's going to be great. I think Brady's going to be great. I think you have a strong chance to see Lewis be great. But it could be. You never know. Somebody else could step up, too. It could be Amendola, Edelman. Edelman's been great most weeks. Could be Blount. Could be LaFell this week. You don't know who's going to... Like, that's the thing about them is they have their great players, and then they always manage to mix in one or two other guys because they're just so good and so deep and so well coached.
But, I mean, they've been only held to less than 30 points one game this year.
I don't think it's happening this week.
It ain't going to happen this week.
Raiders and Steelers. For me, this is a game where the Raiders win, and I think that's an upset on the road. I like the way they're playing quite a bit. I would definitely play Carr this week. I think the Steelers, I see issues there.
There are very few words to describe the fact that I look at the Raiders now and I think, like, they're a good team. And last year, I looked at them and thought to myself, wow, is this a team that's ever going to be good again? But they've actually, you know, what Jack Del Rio has done for that team is flat out amazing,
yeah.
Period. And I think, you know, Derek Carr is showing off really well. Amari Cooper is showing really well and should have big games against the Steelers. Latavius Murray could be all right as well. But, you know, Michael Crabtree has been, and I called him last week, and I am calling him again. I think Michael Crabtree has been one of the stars for the Raiders.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's not always, sometimes a guy's contribution isn't always reflected solely on the stat sheet. And I think that's the case with Crabtree. The Steelers, I mean, they're going to miss Bell. And this isn't like when they had to just throw in Williams for a couple weeks and people weren't sure how effective Williams would be for them. And I think Williams kind of caught some teams off guard and it was temporary. This is now this guy having to carry the team, and he can't do it. Frankly, he can't do it. I think he's going to fail. I think he's going to fall flat in his face. And Big Ben is still hurting. And Antonio Brown is better with Ben, but he's not quite as good as he still can be. Heath Miller is somebody that we've noticed is much more effective with Ben in there, but I wouldn't play him necessarily this week. Like I'm not really liking the Steelers at all this week.
There's a lot of question marks for the Steelers, and while they certainly can win, I don't like them winning.
Here's somebody I like winning, the Falcons, and there's a defense you want to play.
Oh,
Gabbert is starting for the Falcons or for the 49ers. And as much as you see good cap and bad cap and a lot of bad cap lately, you know, for the 49ers at quarterback position, the fact is that Gabbert's, you know, his historical, especially over the last like 13 games or something like that, like his QB rating is historically bad. Like the Falcons and Hyde's still hurting. So, I mean, the 49ers are looking at... I don't even know who's running for them.
I believe Kendall Gaskins.
Yeah, something like that. Like,
starting, but,
which,
you know.
I mean, if you're looking for somebody to slot in because you have no depth, I mean, go ahead. I mean, he might have a good game because we've seen guys like that have a good game because...
Because nobody knows how to play them.
Yeah, plus he's an NFL player, so he's got to have some ability to have gotten that far. But it wouldn't be long-term. And Hyde will be back in a few weeks. But this projects to be like a huge win for the Falcons.
Yeah, we're talking, I mean, the 49ers are literally playing scrubs for the most part.
Yeah.
The only player that I actually think, and I mean, here's the thing. They just dealt Vernon Davis.
Just dealt Vernon Davis, yeah.
Garrett Celek is out.
Yeah.
So they're going to be starting like third string tight end. And...
Third string running back, because Bush is also out there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's done.
He's done, know? Yeah.
And so...
Second-string quarterback, technically.
Yeah, I look at
offensive
it.
Offensive line has injuries.
Look at it. The only thing that I see as a potential, like, good play, even like Anquan Boldin is out, I actually think Torrey Smith could be a solid play because, if anything, they're going to have to throw the ball to him nonstop.
I think Torrey Smith, I think, yeah, I wouldn't play him in the, I wouldn't pick him in your, you know, your if you're looking at, like, a... you know, just picking your top performers of the week, I don't think I'd play him. But I mean, if you own him, or you're looking for somebody in that daily fantasy,
need some depth, yeah, or need like a $12 wide receiver to pick up, then
yeah, I think he'd be a really good pick for you. I do agree with that, but I think the biggest question is: do the Falcons drop a 50 burger? How many touchdowns does Freeman get? How many touchdowns does Jones get? We've seen Roddy White is done, but Tammy steps up now. He's a tight end that should be on your radar this week if he's out there, and it's possible he is for you. The defense, like, this is the sweetest matchup in the NFL this week.
Yep, this is all day buffet for the Falcons.
It really is. Here's another game that I think people are huge on, the Eagles beating the Cowboys this week. I'm not so sure. I could see the Cowboys getting the win here. In fact, I have a tough time picking this one.
You know, I really, with Matt Castle, I just really don't. I think the biggest problem is that there's just so much strife there. I mean, after they cut Joseph Randall, and now, you know what, McFadden is probably a better option for them, but he's an injury waiting to happen.
Yeah,
ultimately, and Matt Castle is an interception waiting to happen.
That's true.
And the Eagles have been pretty good at going after those interceptions.
Cowboys just barely lost the Seahawks last week. We had called that a lock and was a safe win, and then they just barely, like, what was it, like a 1-point loss or something. I think the Cowboys are due, and the Eagles aren't that good, and the Cowboys are at home. And so I'm going to go with the Cowboys on this one. And fantasy-wise, though, I think I'd probably largely want to avoid both teams. Maybe
fantasy death. I think, you know, like, I'm willing to roll the dice on the Eagles because I think that Castle should throw at least two picks.
Well, he seems to be good for that, yeah, before he even wakes up in the morning. But
yeah.
Yeah. But to me, it's a frightening game because it's not like Bradford isn't known to turn the ball over as well.
Oh. 100%. Both defenses could wind up being good plays here.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll move on now to the Packers and the Panthers. I think the Packers bounce back this week and knock off the Panthers. But again, I look at both teams. I would play both teams' defenses, especially the Packers' defense. I kind of like them this week. But I see this being another low-scoring game. So not necessarily. Again, this is the second week in a row where I don't look at the Packers and think they're fantasy relevant, just like I did in last week. Now, it turned out anybody against them ended up being fantasy relevant.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would still play Newton because he has to do everything, and he does. Run, throw, everything, and he does. So, you know, I mean, but yeah, this is to me a frightening fantasy game again. What do you think?
You know, my biggest concern with the Panthers in this game is, will they get up to a big lead and then squander that lead again? Yeah, like that's my only concern. But here's the thing. I think the Packers are pretenders. Now, I think Aaron Rodgers is not even close to Aaron Rodgers, what we've expected. I'm all about the Panthers.
I'm not so sure about that. The Panthers, they're to me a team that has had I think they've only defeated one team with a winning record all season or something. Like, their schedule has been surprisingly soft. So,
but, you know, their defense is really good. So, ultimately, I still believe that I don't think the Packers are a good enough team right now.
Okay, the Rams and the Vikings, this is another game that's like, okay, we know who you're going to play, Peterson, you're going to play Gurley. And you're probably, those might be the only guys you play. You know, I mean, I think obviously you have to play Diggs now just because you have to play him. But this is a weird one because this is, again, two teams that are kind of very similar and under the radar and both improving. I'll take the Vikings at home because the Vikings have been really good at home. But, you know, it's a 6-6 team and a 4-4 team. But that's a good 4-4 team in the Rams and a good defense.
They have a good defense, but I'm still not 100% sold on their offense. Now, I'm impressed with the fact that they managed to take Tavon Austin and turn him into a really solid NFL player.
Well, it's because Gurley changes everything.
He does.
He changes the dynamic of that whole offense and that whole team. And you know what? He opens up things for Austin.
But overall, I do agree with you. If the Rams were at home, I would be 100% picking the Rams. The Vikings are at home, so I am going to pick the Vikings.
Yeah, it's a game, though, again, not a fantasy-relevant game.
No.
Here's a game that I think you will probably want to play a lot of fantasy players, and surprisingly amount. I think if you have the Titans, you're going to want to play Mariota. You're going to want to play Kendall Wright. You know, you might want to play Delonte. If he's playing. You'll definitely want to play Walker, I think, at tight end, if he's streamable, I think, this week for you. The Saints, on the meantime, obviously. You might want to play Drew Brees.
Yeah. Could be.
Now, everybody on the Saints. The Saints should win this game. They are really coming on. This is a team that finally has found their identity. It took a while, but they found their identity. They're looking to me like a sleeper to surprise a lot of people heading into the playoffs now. And yeah, but the Titans, I think, will be having to throw a lot. So I'm not looking at their run game, but I am looking at Mariota this week as being a really good stream.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that Mark Ingram could be okay for the Saints now with Kerry Robinson out. Willie Snead is injured. He may or may not play. Don't know about that yet. But the Saints roll without receivers anyways right now. And I think Ben Watson could be in for another big game.
His emergence is part of what's changed that team's identity.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's been great. Here's another one. This is a game where the Giants and the Buccaneers, I'm picking the Buccaneers to win, but I'm picking Eli to be the best fantasy player in this game. Odell Beckham also should be great, but Winston's not a bad stream, and I think Martin will be terrific. I like Sims also at running back. I think the Buccaneers will spread out their offense a little more. I think the Giants, it'll all be Beckham and Eli, so those are the best fantasy players, but the better team for me here right now is the Bucs.
That's interesting. I think the better team is the Giants, but I think that the Giants' defense is just really shell-shocked. And so I'm going to agree with you that the Buccaneers will win, but I'm only willing to say 51-49.
So Broncos and Colts, Broncos will win.
I'm willing to go 99-1.
I'll go 30-20.
Again, it's because I'm really against Andrew Luck right now. There's a guy who's shell-shocked right now.
He's shell-shocked. That's a good way to put it. And changing, I don't know if the Pep Hamilton move, getting rid of him was as OC, or as we like to call him, Colts OC.
That's right.
Will improve their teams this week either. But I'd say 30-20. I do think he'll score a couple late TDs to make it look closer than it should be. I would still play Luck. I would still play Hilton. I'd avoid Gore. Like, you know, he's carrying something dangerous, not just a football, but like some sort of, I don't know, plague.
Plague, yep.
Yeah.
I don't like Hilton myself.
I know there was a leak, but I know there was, well, garbage time is what I'm looking at. I think they'll get some garbage time.
Yeah, I don't know.
And because the one thing I have seen about the Colts is they don't stop playing.
No, they don't.
They don't stop playing. That's the thing that I think you have to, a lot of teams, when they get down to teams like the Broncos, like the Packers last week, stopped playing, frankly. But the Colts their offense will keep playing and keep trying to come back and keep hammering it. And that's why, you know, we saw that against the Panthers. We've seen that consistently for them this year. So I think that they'll score a couple late TDs and that'll help. Who knows? Hilton, maybe even a Fleener, Allen, someone like that might get some garbage time stuff. But Gore's the guy you want to really avoid. I don't know what's going to happen now with the Broncos running game. It really got going last week. I know there was a league where C.J. Anderson was even dropped.
Several, actually, I believe.
And you know, it's one of those things where it's like, that's the type of thing where you bench the guy. You don't drop the guy. That's it. You don't drop the guy.
I don't know. After half a season, you know, he looked droppable, and he played droppable. And until he has more than one game, I don't believe
he should be rostered. Is the thing. You don't drop him because he should be rostered. And even if you're saying he's droppable, you're saying he shouldn't be rostered every week in every league. He should have been. Every single league we're in is a 12-team league. There's no reason why he should not be rostered.
Then why
should he be playing?
Then why didn't we pick him up? Period. You know?
Because I'll tell you why. Because I was moving and didn't have internet. No, seriously, that's the only reason why. Because I didn't have the opportunity to go through the waivers this week the way I would like to.
He's been on waivers in some leagues for 2/3 weeks.
I have been moving. I have not had any time to do anything. I didn't have internet. I didn't have anything else going on. I had bigger priorities, unfortunately, these last couple weeks. That's the only reason why, though. I mean, the guy should have been rostered everywhere. Because that guy like that, you should be rostered. And same thing, I mean, Hillman should be rostered at this point.
Of course, but
that doesn't mean you start him. And I don't know that you would even want to start him, even this week. I wouldn't.
No.
But you rostered? Absolutely. So, I mean, if he's out there, you want to pick him up.
All right. Well, let's finish it off with exciting.
The guy, by the way, the guy that I don't believe has turned his season around is Pete. That's the guy. for me, has not turned a season around yet, based on one game.
No, I agree with that as well. Let's talk about the ultra-exciting Monday night game, the Bears versus the Chargers.
Well, I would play both quarterbacks, especially Rivers. And yes.
Rivers is on fire right now.
Yeah, I don't know who Rivers is going to throw to. I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter, because he'll just pick any random receiver and throw to them, because that's all he does is throw. They have no real semblance of a running game, and he doesn't need one. He'll throw the ball 50 times a game, even if they're
drop 500 yards again this week. Certainly, I think 400 yards, I would be very, very confident that he has a strong chance to get to there. And 300 yards should happen for Cutler. Jeffries should have a great week this week. We'll see how Langford does. He might grab a TD or something like that. Definitely I would play him if he's available and you can grab him. Though I would not count on him as more than your flex. I mean, both Green and Gates, if Gates is healthy enough to play, should be great for the Chargers.
I think Chargers should Green win. Might actually not be the healthy one this week.
This week, I mean, it might switch back and forth, but who knows? If you have one, hopefully you have both of them in the same team, like we're lucky enough once. But yeah, I think the Chargers win. This will be like a 40-30 game.
Yeah, I definitely like the Chargers. I don't know if it's going to be 40-30, but you know, there's going to be a lot of throwing going on.
Okay, so who's your top quarterback this week? I mean, I'm kind of leaning towards Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think it has to be Tom Brady. Yeah, running back, I like Chris Ivory. Who else do you think is going to have a big week?
It's gosh darn hard not to go with Freeman again.
I think you have to go with Freeman this week, yeah. And I think you have to go Jones at... Matt Ryan's the other guy you could have gone with probably a quarterback. But I think, obviously, Julio Jones, you're going with him.
I really like Demaryius Thomas as well. Because I think that the Colts, you know, are going to force that game into high scoring, and I think Peyton is going to have to throw.
That's an interesting one, actually. You know, he could have a terrific game. There's no question about it. You know, I like Brandon Cooks this week.
Now, that being said, I mean, you know, like you said, Alshon Jeffery should have a good game.
Yeah, Jeffery, I like Cooper this week quite a bit.
Yep.
You know, I mean, yeah, so it's a tough one. I think A.J. Green tonight has a chance to have a huge game. But I don't know that it'll be him. It could be somebody else on that team that steps up tonight.
Odell Beckham
should be great. But yeah, let's go Thomas and Jones. Certainly not a bad pair anytime. Tight end, maybe.
Going to go with Gronk.
Gronk. I think we'll go Gronk. And kicker, let's go Gostkowski.
Yeah, that's
Bryant. And,
well, Tucker's not available, so...
Yeah, let's go Gostkowski this week. And let's go with the defense. Ooh, man, what are you liking on the defense this week?
There's tons of them, but it's hard not to like the Falcons defense.
I think you have to like the Falcons defense, yeah. Yeah, I think you ought to go Falcons. This is your biggest week game of the week. So we're going to come back next week. I'm going to have internet. I'm going to be able to watch some football this week. I'm going to have TV again. Get back into a little bit of a rhythm that we're a little bit off this week, and we'll move forward. I think it's probably time to revisit the Fantasy 15 pretty soon. But,
absolutely.
Reach us at www.wetalkpodcast.com, where we have We Talk Podcasts on Twitter. You can email us at info@wetalkpodcast if you care to. And or wetalkpodcast.com, I should mention.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook/feed We Talk Podcasts. Anything else, or OUT?
At We Talk Podcast on Twitter, if you didn't mention that.
I mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to stop listening
thanks for
to
paying,
you.
Thanks for paying attention.
I try my best not to, but we'll see you, and we'll beat you.